life is just getting unlivable here in the United States. I woke up to a notice that my internet service had billed my credit card for the month. There wasn't enough credit line on my credit card, so I went over my credit limit and sent me a bunch of notifications. That's the kind of stuff I wake up to now. I'm just not making any money. You guys aren't sending me tips anymore because you're all brainwashed Trumpies. You're unsubscribing from the newsletter. It's actually very difficult to be David Seaman in mid-2022. It's like I'm living in my own personal hell. The coins that we spent months acquiring last year, those space coins, you know, proven artifacts from past space missions, NASA's Apollo project, spent months acquiring that stuff. This year had to sell some of it to pay my bills at cost. So I had to sell those coins for what I paid for them, basically. So a year of sitting on them made me nothing. The cryptocurrency market is under active attack. At first, Larry Fink dumps out on Bitcoin. First, BlackRock attacks Bitcoin. And then all these articles in the Daily Beast and BuzzFeed and the New York Times about how crypto can't be allowed to mainstream. It all just feels so manufactured. The last 2 years, in fact, of torture. It feels like a handful of wealthy families, the Podestas and the Soros family, have used their money to just torture the rest of us and to radically lower the quality of life in America. And I think there's going to be a civil war. I think a civil war is absolutely ahead. So if you're somebody like me who just has no options anymore, you know, nobody will give me a job in media because I covered those WikiLeaks of John Podesta begging other adults for walnut sauce, or people begging him for walnut sauce and reminiscing about how sharing a slice of pizza was the best day of their lives. Because of that, I'm blackballed in much of, you know, the political media. It's so weird. You guys aren't letting me live. And I was happy as a clam with my crypto, but now there's, again, an intentional attack against crypto. It's so low, I can't sell anymore. I can't pay my bills. As a 36-year-old man in America, I just can't pay my bills. Nobody's letting me live anymore. You guys just aren't fucking letting me live, all right? You're not letting me live a normal life. And again, it's manufactured. These 2 years of lockdowns and forcing the blood clot shot on the young people, manufactured and sick. There's going to be a civil war. These fucks will be hunted to the ends of the earth. People like Podesta and people like Dr. Gottlieb, former FDA commissioner Dr. Gottlieb, who passionately for months pushed this fucking clot shot on our nation's children and our military and our law enforcement. There's going to be a fucking civil war. You've driven us to the point in America where we can't live anymore. Like, what am I supposed to do? You guys aren't buying the newsletter. In fact, again, you're unsubscribing because I'm speaking my heart about how Trump can't be the real deal. He was in power for 4 years. He didn't even begin to go after the child trafficking epidemic. He didn't audit the Fed. These cutards say the Fed is shut down in D.C., David. You don't know what you're talking about. It's been audited. It's been boarded up. No, it's still Federal Reserve dollars in your pocket. The Fed has not been audited at all. That's just QAnon nonsense. You see some building with some repairs on it. That doesn't mean the Fed's been shut down. So what are we to do? I just can't live anymore. You guys are not letting me live. So the subscriptions are actually losing money because people are canceling. Nobody's getting the newsletter. Nobody wants to hear from an actual researcher. You just want QAnon bullshit. You want this Trump is Joan of Arc 2.0, and he's saving us all, even though he's literally one of them. That's what you fucks want. So I just can't live anymore. And if you're somebody like me, where everybody's turning you down and you literally can't pay your bills, like literally I wake up to this credit card notice that you're over your credit limit. Well, I don't know. Internet service is like an essential. Internet service, electricity to keep the air conditioning on. These are like basic things. I'm not being allowed to live anymore. I mean, literally nobody will give me a job. This WikiLeaks thing killed my reputation, and it shows me what a regime America is. Oh, I offended some pedo families in Virginia and D.C., therefore I can't work anymore. That seems to me like an endorsement of the crypto economy. Like, why should we deal with these fucks who not only invented the currency in 1913, the Fed, not only invented our currency, but they don't let you in. There's no economic inclusion. If they don't like you, that's it. You can't get a decent job in media or in any of the stuff that I'm interested in. And people say, oh, you can work at Starbucks. Yeah, but $10 an hour doesn't change my quality of life. It doesn't change anything. So this is just unworkable. This is unlivable. I never thought I'd see the day where you turn on the TV and it's just a tax on crypto. It's like an alternate timeline. I didn't agree to this fucking timeline. Again, these families who created the last 2 years of hell on earth for Americans will be hunted. There is going to be a civil war ahead. So if you're someone like me who's pretty much done, I've got no options. My health is ruined, right? Long COVID is real. I can't imagine ever having a wife and kid, because you think about it. So if I were to get married like tomorrow and have a kid 2 days from now, like conceive a child in 2 days, then in 9 months the kid is born, I can barely even get through my day. This long COVID shit is ridiculous. I take C60, I take lion's mane, I take usnea, which is a basically a forest moss. I take all these different supplements just to get through my fucking day, because otherwise I would sleep half the day. So long COVID is real. I don't have the same mental focus I used to have. If I had to guess, I'm like 10 to 15% dumber, which still is a lot to work with. But, you know, I can't have a kid in 10 years. So the kid's 10 years old. That means I'll be 46 and I'll be exhausted all day. And that's only when the kid's 10. What about when he's 18 or 20? I'll be in bed all day, if not dead. This long COVID stuff is bullshit. Fucks up your kidneys, fucks up your energy, fucks up your focus. So, and you guys aren't letting me live. Like, I don't need to make a fortune for media. I see guys like Ben Shapiro and Charlie Kirk get these million-dollar deals. We don't really do the same thing. So I don't feel jealous. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm not making as much as Ben Shapiro. No, he's a circus ringleader. His stuff is not real truth journalism. It's just partisan bullshit. So I would anticipate that the market would pay somebody like that more, somebody who's primarily an entertainer versus a researcher who just happens to speak and do a podcast, right? I'm not primarily an entertainer at all. Just a researcher who uses media platforms to get my research out there. And but to not be able to pay my basic bills anymore because literally no money's coming in, and they caved in my precious Bitcoin and Ether, which I still believe in. And now suddenly the media tells me, don't believe in it. It's a fraud. It's a scam. You fucks are the fraud. You fucks in the media and you handful of families who turned on America. Use your money to force this clot shot on everybody. Fuck you. While you were invested in it. These fuckers at the FDA and CDC were invested in Pfizer as they were pushing it on our nation's children and our military. There will be a civil war. And so if you're like me, just at the end of your rope, don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself, folks. I always knew that was an out, that if my life became completely unlivable, could always just end it. I'm not afraid of death. I've had a near-death experience before. That was always my, you know, escape, is if things get completely unlivable, completely unworkable, I can just end things. And we're pretty much there, folks. You guys aren't fucking letting me live. You're not letting me grow an audience. You're not letting me live. I can't pay my bills. It's truly outrageous. I've paid my dues. Enough bullshit for covering those WikiLeaks. I paid my dues. And furthermore, I did nothing wrong. The families I reported on should be in prison or should be in the fucking electric chair. America's aversion to talking about these goddamn child trafficking families who created our central bank is a big part of the issue. As long as you keep skirting around the big issue, shit like this is going to keep happening. So I'd encourage other lost people out there, don't kill yourselves. The civil war is coming. We need every single hand on deck. Do not kill yourself. These people have lowered our quality of life intentionally. You didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I was doing all right. They fucked our way of life up. It's an unworkable situation. So civil war is ahead. These people will likely be set on fire by the American people. They're going to be fucking set on fire. They're going to be hunted to the ends of the earth. What they did is not the American way. Using your money to poison the populace with fucking vaccines that don't work. And cratering our economy and attacking peer-to-peer money, which is the literal alternative to your rig system. Nope. You pushed us too far. So don't kill yourselves. Wait for the Civil War. It's coming. We're not dealing with these fucks anymore. It's coming. Aw, you pedophile chomo families in Virginia and D.C., you spent the last 2 years treating us like animals, forcing a clot shot on our military, law enforcement, judges, children, other members of the community, our frontline workers, ambulance workers, doctors, nurses. You internationalist fucks are going to pay. There's going to be a civil war. You fucks will be hunted to the ends of the earth. You've killed not only our economy, but our dignity. Right? I can't pay my bills at 36 when I've kept my costs ridiculously low the last 2 years. I just can't pay it because you guys caved in Bitcoin. The families who own the Fed caved in Bitcoin. And are these families pedophile cannibals who forced the clot shot on millions of us? That's what it seems from their leaked emails. Seems like they're for sure cannibal pedophiles who worship Moloch, whatever that is. Cannibal pedophiles, and they ruined our way of life. And these fucks are going to pay. And nothing in today's episode is an advocacy of violence. Nothing is a call to action. It's just that as a well-known analyst who called Bitcoin at $80 and called Ether at less than $1, there's going to be a civil war in this country, and most likely in other countries. The inherited class, who inherited their money because great-grandpa started a central bank, these fucks will pay. This isn't just treason. It's been 2 years of economic terrorism targeting good people like most of you listening. Targeting your way of life, targeting your health, targeting your bodily sovereignty. There will be a new world order. It's just not going to be these fucks order. Because crypto's here to stay, and bodily sovereignty should be restored. It should be a personal decision if you take experimental shots, not a career ender. These fucks are going to pay. You think about it, we broke away from Great Britain over far less than what Soros and Podesta and these other fucking sickos have done to us the last 2 years. Should be fair trials for all of them. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, Dr. Fauci, all these fucks need to pay for what they've done to our country and our way of life. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.